Hello, everybody. I'm Scorbutic. Once again, I don't have things to say at the beginning of this episode, so this is Losing Our Potatoes podcast.
I betrayed us all!
Amazingly sensual mouth recording.
There were helicopter dicks. It's worth listening to. I don't care about the books. I don't read books. I'm a gamer. Hello, I'm Scorbutic. This is Dr. Spooky. How are you? You doing good?
Yeah.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm spooky. Yeah, it's been approximately 35 minutes.
And we also have Dog with Sheet on his face. Felheel.
Who's that? Oh, that's me.
Dog with Sheet on face.
Still doing okay from the last, you know, like, I think it was an hour ago you asked me.
We said in part one we were going to talk about League of Legends, so I guess we have to now.
Obligatorily, yes, we are contractually obligated to discuss that fucking nightmare of a game.
So sponsored by Rito Games.
Rito Games.
Who doesn't even own it anymore.
Holy shit, you're roboting. Hello? Are you there?
What?
Are we fine now.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're fine.
Okay.
Suddenly I'm a robot? I mean, I don't mind.
Zenyatta? What?
Cut that in post.
Nope.
Beep.
What should we know about League of Legends, Dr. Spooky? What's interesting? What do we need to talk about here?
Let's have a little conversation about your friend and mine, Sion, huh?
I think it's just your friend.
I think Justin's making friends, too.
He touches people.
He is an experience.
Coward!
We need a GG button that says that instead.
Oh, God. There we go.
Put that away.
Never.
I actually like Sion now. It's been a while since he's been reworked, but Sion, his old version was just one of those characters that I could not play correctly for some reason. I did not enjoy it. But his new version, where he kicks minions into people's faces for 1,000 damage, is great.
So 2,000 damage. 3,000 damage a lady.
I never played him pre... Huh, hello. I never played him pre-change, and then I never played him after the change until, like, 3 days ago. And have we lost yet?
We have to tell the story as it comes. We have to start at the beginning. Every so often, we'll all just rotate rune pages and find champions we enjoy to play or whatever that may or may not be broken depending on what we like and how the fucking meta decides to change. And Scorbutic mentioned that I should try Sion out. I've played him before, and I didn't really get into him. And he's like, we should try him out. I'm like, okay. So I pull up a build guide, and the guide's basically like, don't build any damage. Have a good time. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then things happen.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking terrible. Like, I did not lose a lane, period. As Sion, like nobody could stop me. It was pretty bad. There were things that happened. We all queue up as Phil or whatever, and Scorbutic and I end up in bot lane, and Failheel or Dog and Sheet gets top lane. And he's
I'm
like,
changing
oh,
that
God,
fucking
what,
avatar
what
now.
He's like, oh God, what should I play? And immediately, oh, you know what you want to play. So he's like, go ahead.
That was my first game Sion ever.
Yeah. So at this point, we can let him take the story. A Dog and Sheet?
So once I was, you know, commissioned to take top lane, and I was told that Sion would be a good pick, like, you know what? I've never played him. I'll give it a shot. It's whatever. The enemy...
I believe you said, don't expect much from me because I'm playing him for the first time.
Yeah,
I can level
confirm.
2 happened.
But then expect much from me because, I mean, I'm me, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Shadow League gamer. Anyway, they first picked a Malphite, Which I have other counters I would rather go into a Malphite, but I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll play this guy for the first time. I need to probably try him. And I do own every champion, which is weird that I haven't. There's still a few that I haven't played that I own. But went ahead and picked him. I was like, you know, what do I do? I don't know what to build on him other than just tank, or just AP, just gross. So Spooky tells me just build a Rot Portal, just focus on that, and then do what you want from there. So I walked into lane, and within the first, God, I don't know, 3 minutes of the game, I walked towards Malphite, and he just flashed. He knew that – I think he sensed my hidden potential of Sion. As I walked forward, there was a bloodlust for war in my eyes, and as I yelled coward at him, he decided that it was time to flash and call it quits. So I beat the shit out of him. Then their jungler came up and brought me back down to earth.
For a minute.
For a minute. And, well, goddamn, dude. That fucking kid, it was a Kindred jungle, and she camped me the entire game.
Yeah.
There were six ganks top prior to 15 minutes, I believe. It was bad. I only died 3 times total in the whole game, and all 3 of them were from that jungler just camping me. So basically, after I got out of the laning phase, I did not die. I was immortal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it got to the point where I was walking back to lane, and Malphite was getting a few free hits on my tower. He had still had a ton of creeps just pounding away at the tower. I had none. I'm walking in, and as I go up to the tower, I didn't attack. I didn't do anything. He immediately flashed. He was so fucking terrified. And I just, of course, I do what any normal person would do. I spam emote laugh, you know.
We are 100% that type of people.
Gave him a hearty chuckle. And then as we met on the field's battle in the middle of top lane, then I went ahead and kicked a fucking creep in his face and chunked his health down.
Holy shit.
And he walked away, and I didn't see him again.
His robot of the lot.
Didn't see him again.
Christ. Well,
That's why we should do local recordings, just saying. But anyway, go ahead.
Nobody's stopping you. You have the buttons on your computers.
Oh, boy.
Send them to me. So, yeah. I was going to say AP Sion. That's not true.
Just pure tank.
Just Sion.
I just built tank and just never died.
Goddamn problem.
I mean, I love it. Don't nerf.
They just released Aurelion Sol, Aoshin, rather.
Wee baby Star Dragon.
You both have gotten a chance to play him, right?
I have not, actually.
No?
I have.
What did you think about him? Overrated, underrated, overpowered?
He has some really good burst if you play him correctly. He's the only character that you can just walk at somebody and kill them.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cheesy if we're honest, but...
But it takes a lot of control to know where that's going to go when you press your W and,
gotcha.
You know, keep pace with the enemy. Because all they have to do is walk forward. If they walk away, you just chase them and you just deal an absurd amount of damage, especially if you have Thunderlords on. But as long as they walk forward to the point where when you release your W and bring it back in, it's not going to hit you. There's a good, like, buffer zone where those stars won't hit in between the two. They can just sit on your face, and there's nothing you can do about it. Your stun won't proc.
Your ultimate's a pushback, but you don't want to use your ultimate for that. But
they realize that a champion like that is basically doing the most damage when they're just standing there and letting a passive spinning, you know, projectile hit somebody. They realize that anybody's just going to walk into it and just get a free kill. So they at least give you a little bit of a countermeasure with your ultimate, where not only does it do a lot of damage, it will knock them back into an immediate Q range, so you get a free stun on them after it's knocked back, and then you just hit your W and walk at them.
Or you could play Sion and tell dragons to fuck off.
Essentially,
Legends Walking Simulator.
Yeah, for real.
So Aurelion Sol has an interesting mechanic where he can fly over terrain. How does that work? I haven't played him.
So what happens is your E as it's up, you gain stacks if you're moving in a straight line. You lose stacks by diverting from that straight line, and then they accumulate very quickly if you're moving in a straight line. As long as the stacks reach 100, it activates your E. You can click it, and you're now going full speed. You click it, then you...
The speed of heat, if you will.
Speed of heat.
Speed of heat!
Then you kind of just, like, lift off, and you are over the trees and going over terrain in a straight line. It's a fairly large radius that you fly, but it is limited, so it's not like you can just do that across the map, which would be gross. That's what I expected, and I was sorely disappointed.
Right, I thought so,
now,
too.
Don't forget, Teemo Mushrooms will
counter
stop
you hard, apparently.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, how big is that goddamn mushroom?
For real.
Is it bigger than the terrain, right?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense, but you do collide with mushrooms
freak.
That are on the ground if you're floating over the terrain, which I think is a problem that needs to be fixed, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right.
I'd imagine it's just a bouncing issue, because if he could just avoid any CC while he's up there, mm-hmm. it would be kind of broken.
Yeah, probably.
Although auto-attacks stop it anyway, so they could just auto-attack and then CC, so right. It's whatever.
All right, so anyone else have anything to add to our League of Legends stuff? Anything? Oh, they got rid of Dominion,
yeah.
Which is what
I'm announcing my retirement.
Oh.
Well. I had enough of the Shadow League.
Gotcha.
Dog in Sheet is retiring from League of Legends.
So we also mentioned...
For him surprise party.
We also mentioned in the first part of this episode that we were going to talk about Thomas Clancy's Long Division. And
oh, yeah.
We never did.
Yeah, shit.
Thomas the Tank Engine's Long Division teaches us math. This was a game that I was not at all keeping track of initially, because as most Tom Clancy's go with me, I just ignore them. Not a huge fan. But then Fellheel here told me it was a cover-based shooter for PC, and I was all about that. I love that, because PC players don't have a lot of options when it comes to cover shooters. So I picked it up. We all have it. And speaking of the cover shooter part, I tried playing Gears of War again. I can't. It's too clunky after playing
Shotgun
Simulator.
It's not as good as you remember, especially on this PC port.
Yeah. So don't use games for Windows Live, guys. Don't buy Gears of War. It's not worth it.
I thought they got rid of games for Windows Live.
They did. Bad. It's called the Windows Store now. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Game for Windows Live 2.
It's the same thing.
So I would say first impressions, but we've played the game for quite a while now. Dr. Spooky, what are
yes.
your impressions of Thomas Clancy's Division?
Are you a level
capped? No, neither of us are.
I am.
Right.
One of the three of us went shit-faced ham on the game and level capped in about 2 days. And the other two of us have been gently playing and enjoying ourselves.
The
win. Yeah. So it's really good. I enjoy it immensely. Shit, I forgot. I probably should have been checking on there for my weapon skins every day, but whatever. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Baylife.
Incredibly good looking game, one of the best looking games I've ever seen. So
especially
congratulations!
On my shitty fucking 670 card.
Yeah, I got the 660 Ti, so
yeah,
I can only play it on medium. But even on medium, Ubisoft, really good job on the graphics. Some of the best snow, fog, and fire animations
Holy shit,
I've
dude,
ever
yeah.
seen.
Yeah, 4K looks
snow
great.
Snowstorms.
Yeah, baby.
I am legitimately 5 minutes from your house at a taint punch.
Iron anyway. Taint McGee is what they called me. Don't break your hand.
Back in his sailor days.
And then he became Dog in Sheet.
Yeah.
So as a non-level capped player, what do you feel about the game loop, the way the game handles anything?
I mean... I've run into a couple of problems, but basically the problems come down to how you build, because I'm running basically a sniper build, and it's really hard to run a sniper build by yourself. So I've run into some problems handling like boss mobs and shit like that with mm-hmm. my sniper build, because you know mobs will spawn in on me during the fight, or mobs will fucking pad in like out of the blue, shit
right.
like that. And that's hard to prepare for if you don't know they're coming. but all in all, it's a really enjoyable game. It's pretty responsive. At least at the early levels. I'm not sure how the end game's going to go. I've heard a lot of people complain about it and a lot of problems, but we'll just kind of get there as we go.
Apparently, they just patched some stuff in there too, so you can probably look at that. I personally use light machine guns and a marksman rifle, which is borderline overpowered.
Yes.
It's a really fun game. I think I'm only level 23 out of 30, something like that. I really like it. The controls super tight. The parkour and vaulting type of systems and snapping to cover works most of the time. It's really frustrating when it doesn't, though. But a majority of the time, it does work. Small little things in the game, like being able to swap, like, left to right shoulder view. I'm glad they put that stuff in there. There's a lot of really small things I like about the game. The environment feels like you're in an apocalyptic type of city. Like, it feels lived in. It feels gross, dirty, but it's awesome. And I will say, I do enjoy playing the game alone, but the game is much more enjoyable if you're playing with a group of people on voice, especially if you're playing Dark Zone.
Sounds like Overwatch.
Yeah,
that game that we talked about a lot.
Overwatch, come on, let people in. I'm fucking tired of playing.
We can't spend an entire other podcast.
I disagree.
Settle down, boys.
So Torbjorn,
you shut your. Well, okay, you might be able to because you've played it since I don't know December.
Thomas Clancy Torbjorn, go
shooting potatoes.
Well, you can actually use the Torbjorn build in Thomas Clancy's Overwatch.
Yeah, just some turrets.
Yeah.
Hold the turrets, push some buttons, do a thing or two.
I'm so sick of seeing Torbjorn plays the games when he just hits a fucking turret with his hammer. Anyway, not important.
We're back to Overwatch.
So, Felheel, a.k.a. Dog in Sheet.
Oh my god.
How do you feel about the end game? Have you played a lot of it since you got in there?
Not really. No. So you say I got level capped in like 2 days. No, it was
like 3 days.
Much longer than that. I took my time and enjoyed the game as well, but you guys were just never online, so that's cool.
There are other games in the universe.
It's true.
I'm like, fuck it. I wanna play this game that I bought. So I did that, got level capped. I've done a couple of hard modes on which would kind of be like the equivalent of like a challenge, or not challenge, what's it fucking called?
Heroic
Dungeons?
Yeah. Let's talk about hard modes.
Heroic Dungeons would be the equivalent, like in an MMO, which just prepare you for the raids that are coming out, or incursions, I think is what they're called, and they're planning on putting out here pretty soon. So I've done a few of those. Yeah, it looks really cool too. But I've done a few of those, got some okay gear. I'm not anywhere near fucking like full build, like geared out, crazy, anything like that. I just have some purples. I almost had I think they're called legendaries in this one. It's the yellow ones.
The high-end stuff?
High-end, yeah, that's the one. I have a crafting material for, or crafting schematic for one. You know, I'm about ready to make it, but yeah, I don't think it's going to be great. I've done some Dark Zone stuff.
What type of guns do you use?
It depends. So the build that I'm using right now is just kind of whatever I can find until I have late game stuff. So right now it's I usually use an assault rifle as my main, because I can usually get it to have perfect accuracy and good recoil control with high damage, so I can control it very well. And then I usually, for my secondary, either have a marksman rifle, which I think everybody does, or a submachine gun, just to kind of get in there. If someone comes up on me and, you know, I'm low on assault rifle,
need somebody, just get it in there.
Get in there. That's my favorite Rocket League move, the old get in there.
The other parts of the build
what
right
the,
now, I switched.
What the fuck? What'd you change your picture to?
Goal, get it in there.
Which one of us?
You.
Don't worry about it.
Who the fuck is that?
Don't worry about it, man.
Okay. All right. I just look up at my computer like, oh, someone's staring at me. Longingly, apparently.
Oh, wow. He's got hungry eyes.
Hungry eyes.
Okay. So the division.
But, The dark zone is the big thing, though. Like, I've been in there solo, and right now there's not a lot of incentive to be a dick, which they're patching in.
Yeah.
The dick incentive.
As it were.
If you will. Yeah. So I've done some solo stuff. I killed some name bosses or elites, and everybody's usually pretty nice and helps you extract stuff, which is good for now. So I got some decent gear out of that, too. But, yeah, it's basically just the end game right now is go to the dark zone, kill named elites to get Phoenix credits, and that's your big in-game vendor. And then get ready for the incursion raid when it comes out.
So it's interesting, because in my experience, when I've done solo Dark Zone stuff, I find that a lot of people don't help you evac. They mostly just lay on the floor with their lifeless bodies. I don't get it.
Huh. Yeah, it's weird.
Are we playing the same game?
And then I get chased around a whole goddamn city. It doesn't make any sense to me.
There's this red skull over my name, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird. Man.
Perhaps you upset somebody.
I upset a couple, two, three people the other day.
Two, three people?
Hey, help me call this helicopter in. Yes, yes, let's do that.
Oh, I see you have person on your ass.
It's one guy talks some horrible shit because he was sitting there trying to defend an evac point. He gets hit with a grenade from an NPC. Mm-hmm. He's got like probably a fourth of one bar of health left, and I'm standing over him. With my hip fire
shotgun,
light machine gun, I'm like,
oh,
this feels right.
It'd be a shame if something
were that. You motherfucker! I'm coming back. I'm gonna kill you. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna stay around here then.
I'm gonna take your loot and leave. I got shit to do.
Oh god, it's pretty fun. Anything else to add to this division? I recommend it. I do recommend the game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are shitting on the game, and I would say if you're thinking about picking up the game, just absolutely give it a shot. Don't listen to the people who are saying it's boring. All you're doing is doing one quest over and over. It's not like that. I mean, there are repetitive moments to it, but then again, that's every game, especially every Ubisoft game.
Right. I would categorize Overwatch, not Overwatch, Thomas Clancy's Division. As the shooter version of Diablo. If you like Diablo games, it's essentially the same type of thing. A lot of people are arguing, though, that the realism isn't there because a guy wearing a hoodie gets shot in the head and he doesn't fall over. I'm like, yeah, it's a video game, guys. That happens.
It's called suspension of disbelief, you fucking toolbags.
Right. I obviously don't think there's a 500-pound guy in a massive fire extinguisher uniform wearing six propane tanks on his back, slowly Justin, walking. I don't believe that that's real. All right? Are you fucking kidding me? He's changed his goddamn picture. A skeleton in an old rusty tub, and it's just rad.
Rad.
You should have seen the child molester he had on
his
last picture. It was awful.
Hey, man. Don't you talk about Kurt's triangle like that.
he looked like he wanted to touch some kids, is all I'm saying.
But, the big hate that I've been getting, at least on my end, is that, all the people that are hating on are from Destiny. The most hypocritical thing I've ever heard is that I had some fun in Destiny leveling up because I enjoyed Halo, and I like shooters. So
that was
like
the
RPGs.
Fun part about Destiny was the leveling.
The leveling, and there wasn't, in my opinion, a ton of story there. Even though people keep pounding it down my throat that there is fucking story, don't believe it. No. Yeah, there's that wizard came from the moon is all I got. And Dinklage
the wizard came from the moon.
We don't have enough time to tell you the story. I'm like, well, that's actually all I'm here for. So if you fucking could, Peter Dinklage, that'd great.
So in Destiny, I start doing the quote-unquote in-game stuff, and I'm like, this is fucking boring, dude. It's god-awful.
As fuck.
Right, and even before the in-game, the instances, if you will, they have a name for them. Strikes, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Start doing the strikes, I'm like, this is still boring. It's still the same three over and over. It's just, I don't like it. Anyway.
Good-looking 30 frames per second game.
Oh, man, tell you what, Destiny, it's just right there. But I've had so many people from Destiny be like, that game's shit. It's so not good. They're just trying to be Destiny. They can't do it. And I'm sitting here thinking, I've had more fun playing this game. They have better things in place than Destiny did. They've learned from the mistakes that Destiny had when they first came out. And they're really listening to the community and putting out patches that are fixing the big gripes about the game, which is really cool, especially like the Dark Zone. That's the big one right now, and they're fixing that. I would say if you're on the fence, it's definitely worth picking up. Play it, especially if you can find it cheap. I think I got my copy like right as it was releasing for $40.
Yeah. A lot of people say The Division doesn't have a whole lot of story, which it doesn't have that much. But what it does have, I think, is very interesting.
Cameron, stop, please.
Oh my god.
I'm done with that one. I just find one that fit well.
Was that Carl picture from last night? Oh my god.
Oh, Carl with Goku's hair. Power level's none of my friggin' business.
Bado with the bow. Willy wah.
Call like, this one. I want to rock your body. And then in parentheses.
To the break of dawn.
They're quoting Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Carl Bertanananalewski from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Thank you very much.
So, like, the characters, the cleaners, I think, are really interesting. I just assaulted the Rikers, main base thing.
That was fun, yeah.
That was a fun one. And fuck that lady.
Dude, the hoe at the end of the shotgun. That was some business.
In the big, like, assembly hall kind of thing?
Yeah.
God, well, I can't remember what her name was, but she's essentially just like a anarchist leader.
The leader of the Rikers.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, you're right.
Really, I think the story that is there, I think, is interesting. And don't discount the side stories.
Something like that would actually happen. This is a real thing.
Right.
Yeah.
All the side story stuff. There's a lot there if you take your time to look into it. Even just like the phone call transmissions that you can find can make a story. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Good game.
Environmental storytelling.
Yeah. Weird.
As opposed to Destiny's version of no storytelling.
All right,
that wizard came from the moon.
Oh boy.
The wizard came from the moon.
Or did he?
Bwah, bwah, bwah.
So, American Truck Simulator. Let's talk about
Stop right there. We're done. Moving on.
I think my neighbor's probably
HTC Vive cannot come out soon enough. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have... Well...
I need to actually...
I could swing $800, but I don't want to, is the problem.
Right, I need to actually get the money first and then order it. But when I get that, I'm going to get a steering wheel, and I'm going to deliver the payloads. You know what I mean? Cross-country.
Cross-state.
It's one of the best simulator games I've ever played. I haven't played a whole lot of simulator games, if I'm honest.
I have an exceptional amount of experience with simulator games, and this is the only one I've ever played, but it's very good.
Yes.
And it's exceptional.
Better than Euro Truck Simulator. I wish they had more states in it because they only have two states right now, California and Arizona or Nevada. Nevada. Geography. I don't know. I'm a gamer. I'm not a goddamn geography professor. I'm not a geographicer.
Not a goddamn what?
It's Nevada's right next to California.
I'm not a Googleizer.
It doesn't matter. Oregon, Washington, oh, Christ.
Fucking you googly.
So, if you're into simulator games, I definitely recommend American Truck Simulator.
And if you like good games,
then probably avoid it. Black Ops 3, I want to talk about this real quick. It's not a good game. Advanced Warfare was much better, but they're still all Call of Duty games, so you have to keep that in mind. They're as good as you think they are.
or aren't, in that case.
The thing about Black Ops 3 is this big developer has decided to do something that I think is interesting that they didn't have to do, but it's pretty intelligent. They realize that most people only play the game for multiplayer anyway. So they put out an option for $15. You can buy a multiplayer-only thing, so you can play Black Ops 3 multiplayer up to level 55. It takes away all the sorts of like customizing skins and stuff like that, and you can't create custom matches and all that. But really, if you're just a guy who gets into multiplayer, wants to play Call of Duty, $15 instead of $60, I think that's fine. That's a pretty good deal. They probably made quite a bit of money off that, if I'm honest.
Is that actually a thing? Because I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Justin, are we doing this again?
What happened?
Justin.
Are we doing this again? Cameron, don't. Please.
Okay.
Right, please. All right. So, where's this $15 option?
It's in Steam, if you look at their store page.
I'm on the store page.
Alright, Steam. Call.
I see I called you Black Ops 3. Oh, wait! Wait.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. So, yeah, it goes buy Call of Duty Black Ops 3, $60. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Digital Deluxe, and then the DLC for it. But then at the top it says owners of the multiplayer starter pack can upgrade to the full game here. But I don't see the multiplayer starter pack. Some bullshit, man.
Actually, I'm looking at it right now, too. Yeah, I don't see it either. I wonder if that was like a timed thing. I don't know why they would do it that way. But... Oh, no, there's an option.
Well, there's the upgrade as a separate thing.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know. It's interesting. For $15, I think it's worth it. Especially if you like Call of Duty. If you want an arcade shooter that's not too in-depth, $15. You could definitely... I bought games for more money that were worse. So...
I'm reading
recommendations. Like Sonic.
Hey now.
I'm reading the recommendations on Call of Duty Black Ops 3
terrible,
right now.
Aren't they?
And my personal favorite is a negative rating and not recommended. Stephen Hawking runs better than this game.
Okay. God damn it.
There's a positive rating with 30 hours on record.
When you look down, you can see your legs.
Your legs.
That is some next level fish AI.
Oh god. Recommended rating, losing connection to a solo game of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god. So pick it
Sounds like a good game, is what I'm saying.
21 hours on record, recommended. The uninstall button's working as intended.
Street Fighter V, either of you guys own that?
No.
Or own the part of that game that's out?
Hey, the full game's not even out yet. It comes out on the 30th.
Yeah, that's true.
I have part of it.
Oh, you did pick it up?
Yeah. I did that.
He acquired it, is what I'm guessing.
Gotcha.
I paid
a good dollar for that.
Pay for my internet.
Yeah. Pay for my internet.
Support game developers, kids.
Yeah, for real. If you like a game, buy it.
Anyway, what I found to be pretty funny is when the game launched, they said, hey, we're going to have this free update for DLC in March, and it's going to add a new character, it's going to fix a lot of shit. It's essentially bringing out the full game to Street Fighter V, to all consoles and PC. Then they announced in a tweet that, hey, remember that thing we told you about to make the game complete? We promise it's still coming out in March. It's still March. Here's the thing. It's last
Are they
day
working
March.
With Rocket League Fuck you. On these dates? Because I don't think
I think
their timing's off.
Well, Rocket League didn't give a date. So
is that Jesus playing the electric guitar?
Rocket League's Twitter is still silent about the entire update.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, guys. Ark Survival Evolved patched, and now there is a bunny Dodo Rex.
Oh, boy.
They're also in some shit. There's a lawsuit against those guys.
There is a lawsuit, but it looks like one of those fishy fucking I'm upset your game's successful and mine's not lawsuits.
That's interesting. Have you guys heard about... you guys watch the YouTuber Jim Sterling at all?
I have.
Lawsuit against him right now? All right, well...
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. He talked shit about a game that was garbage that stole, like, its graphics and stuff from Google searches, and they're suing the crap out of him for slander, and he's like, guys, it's called fair use? That's not gonna... you can't... You can't stifle criticism of a...
Okay. Dude, if every single intellectual property... God, I can't fucking talk. Could sue critics for right. just for criticism? Yo, yeah. Oh my God.
They're trying.
There would be no rating system for anything.
Like, there's a lot of problems on YouTube right now of people getting copyright strikes on shit that's 100% fair use.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And because of the broken copyright system, if you get three, they take your channel down, period. You can't get it back. Yep. Everything's gone. You're out of
now,
luck.
Now, YouTube has they have since made it a little bit better for content creators. They've made it now so if you dispute it, I know I'm misquoting this. I'm not 100% on what it is because I haven't read into it super deep. But essentially, YouTube will help you now try to dispute it if it's a valid claim. They will pay the law or the legal fees and all that kind of stuff if the third party is saying, you know, hey, that's our content, and it's actually not. Mm-hmm. So YouTube will fight for you. They'll be your white knight, maybe.
Sometimes, perhaps.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Interesting stuff. You guys hear about Tekken 7 is announced for PlayStation 4.
Travis, if it's not Dark Souls 3, I don't want to hear about it.
So real quick, I looked up that lawsuit information on the Jim Sterling situation, and this is a goddamn joke.
It is hilarious.
The company who is suing him for $10
million... $10
million? I believe
it's like a one-guy development team.
It's $10 million. Digital, and quote-unquote, Digital Homicide claims Sterling, whose real name is James Stanton, has falsely accused Digital Homicide, the name of the company, and caused damage to the company. According to court documents, the company is asking for $2.26 million in product damage, $4.3 million in emotional, reputational, and financial distress, and $5 million in punitive damage reports. Digital Homicide is representing themselves in the lawsuit and do not have an attorney. They're currently crowdfunding support for additional help.
The reason being that they can't get an attorney is because no one in their right mind would represent that shit.
If you have the time, I recommend going over to his Kickstarter GoFundMe thing and see how much he's raised.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. Update. Digital Homicide has taken down its crowdfunding request due to harassers donating amounts specifically to cause charges rather than donations and chargebacks to cause financial fees.
I love this so much.
Fucking wrecked.
It's so great, yeah. Oh, my God.
Better renectinize.
Oh, Christ. But I definitely recommend going to
Dark
look
Souls
up...
Dark Souls 3, me too.
Going to look up... those videos with Digital Homicide and what the game is that they're talking about. It's a goddamn joke.
I imagine it's exceptional dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys play Tekken at all growing up? I was a PlayStation guy, so I was definitely into Tekken.
A little bit.
I'm not a Mortal Kombat fan. Was always more of a Tekken guy. Well, Tekken 7 is announced for PS4. And there was a survey released by Bandai Namco asking people if they'd like to see it for PC. So
Namco Bandai, that they make another game.
What's
called?
What's another game?
Dark Souls 3.
Oh God. What's a Dark Souls? What is that?
Oh my God.
Tell us about that.
Oh,
Travis, have you not played any of them?
I can't talk right now. My boner is too loud.
Extensively, but I have played them.
Okay.
Is that a mic for that?
They're good games. They're harder than I imagine most people are interested in, but they're enjoyable. The story's pretty good, but there's a lot of that bullshit where you have to like hunt for the hidden meaning and the hidden meanings, and nobody gives a shit about that mess except for like
just
the five people on the internet.
Go on YouTube.
And watch Vatty video.
Just go on YouTube and look up lore. Yeah, watch lore videos.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But the bosses in the first game were exceptional. The bosses in the second game, some of them were really good and some of them were really fucking boring. And then the third game, like, I don't know. Like, I know it's going to be good because the From Software guys, they make exceptional games. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
What happens is it's going to be good. I'm going to play the fuck out of it.
I'm right there with you. I mean, I imagine it'll be good, but I'll play it on PS4, I'm sure. Because my computer probably can't handle it.
As a person who's not too knowledgeable about Dark Souls 2, what's the difference? What are the changes being made between that game and this? Is there a whole lot? Is it just more of the same, which is acceptable?
no, there's a lot of smaller changes that, like, it, so if you don't play Dark Souls a lot, you won't probably tell a difference, gotcha. For the most part. But it's small things, like in Dark Souls 2, you would, let's say if you died, your health bar would gradually be depleted, your maximum health, until you used an item called a human effigy, and that would essentially bring you more towards a human element, so your health would then regain its maximum charges. That's been taken away, from what I understand, in Dark Souls 3, which brings it back more towards Dark Souls 1. That means they've also brought back healing items reduced to Estus flasks, which are essentially just a limited number of drinks that you have. It's like a little potion that you can drink from, like, let's say, three times. And whenever you visit a bonfire, they are refilled. In Dark Souls 2, it's been a while since I played it. I'm pretty sure you had Estus flasks. They weren't super great, but you also had life gems, which are small healing items.
Yeah, the Estus flasks were good, and they were definitely, you know, still a quantifiable object situation. But the life gems were, you use it, it's gone forever, as opposed to the Estus, which you use it, you refill it at the next bonfire.
Right.
So everybody was kind of like, well, make sure you use your Estus over the stones, because the stones are a finite resource.
Right. Dark Souls 3, they added something new, which is pretty interesting. Weapon arts is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially you have a health, a stamina bar, and then you also have a, I don't know if it's mana or like a technical points or something like that, but it's a blue bar. And that blue bar is what you use now for magic. Instead of before, it was charges on your magic. Now I think you have charges and a mana bar. And your weapon art also depletes that bar. And basically what a weapon art is, it's another attack that your weapon can do. So like as a sword, you may be able to do like an uppercut move by using the sword art, which is distinctly unique to that particular weapon, and it's different for each one.
Oh, you got
there's
that
there's a lot
move?
Of smaller things like that. Yeah, I got this move. But there's some very cool distinct changes that they're making that are going to make it better for PvP in particular. That's going to probably be what really changes the game.
PvP in those games is just the worst.
Wait a second. PvP in Dark Souls?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know those. Dude, I honestly didn't know those PvP.
Have you never heard?
Yeah.
Experienced?
Yeah. Here's where things get sketchy. in Dark Souls or Dark Souls 2, as long as you are human, you can be invaded by another player at any time. Some motherfucker can come into your game and fuck you up at any point. And it is simultaneously the worst and the best, because you get these kills that you shouldn't get by sheer fucking horseshit, or the lag is so bad you'll just get murdered before the dude even reaches your body. My personal favorite, me and a buddy were playing, and we had gotten into each other's game. And this was back in the original Dark Souls. And there was a situation where you had to cross a bridge or something. And this asshole named Patches was on the other side. And when you tried to cross the bridge, he'd flip it on you and, you know, drop you off the bridge into a pit of spikes. Well,
piece of shit, by the way.
Dude's a chug. So we flipped the bridge up and made it safe to walk across, and somebody invaded us. So me and my buddy both had Dragon Slayer Great Bows, which are just a giant fuck you to anybody. And we're sitting like up above this bridge on this situation you had to climb up a ladder to get to. And the motherfucker tries to come at us, and we're just shooting arrows at him, and he bails. And he's like, okay, all right. So he starts sending us messages on PlayStation that he's like, I'm not coming to get you motherfuckers. I'm like, well, you're going to have to. So eventually, like, we were there for like half an hour just waiting this motherfucker out. And he finally said, you know, he's finally, like, we're like, all right, we're done. He's not doing this. We're just going to leave. So we hop down and get on the bridge and book it to the fog gate, because whenever you break a fog gate and enter a boss arena, anybody that isn't supposed to be in your game gets thrown out. So we jump on the bridge and hoof it towards the fog gate. The dude comes out behind us and hits the bridge. So we make it off the end of the bridge. The dude's still chasing us, and as he's chasing us, Patches flips the bridge on him.
That's nice. Hilarious.
He was pissed.
That's so funny.
Oh, it was the worst.
But let's be honest, there's only one PvP story that is ever
giant
needed
dad.
When you talk about Dark Souls, and it's the legend continues, Giant Dad. Dad.
Yeah, that
you've never seen Giant Dad, have you?
I don't think so.
This is what we call a learning opportunity.
There's a build where you max like strength, stamina, and health, and you wear like the heaviest armor in the game. You walk around with a Zweihänder, and you put on the mask of the father, and you're an unstoppable fucking menace, and it's the best. And you look like a fucking child rapist.
No.
So compared to Bloodborne, which game do you guys prefer? Because they're essentially the same style game, right?
More or less.
Is it a matter of they're too distinct that you can't really compare them? Or
different
do you guys prefer
styles.
One?
No, they're definitely in the Souls. They're definitely categorized as Souls-esque games. Mm-hmm. But whereas Bloodborne was very offensive, Dark Souls is usually more defensive oriented, gotcha. Where you have like a shield. If you're, you know, a typical character is doing like a warrior approach, and you usually want to hang back and kind of read the enemy's tells and then exploit them. So you know, there may be a guy who has a really heavy, like swing attack, and once he does this big swing, mm-hmm. you have an opportunity to get in there and then unload a couple of shots and then back off so he doesn't hit you again. And in Bloodborne, you could. Yeah, there's the same kind of a thing where you want to get in there, you want to do some damage, and if you get hit, there's an opportunity where you can keep hitting him and gain some of that life back. Gotcha. Yeah, you don't get that life back in Dark Souls.
It's a different play
style. Dark Souls, you are just fucked.
Yeah, very much so. But definitely still Souls games in
motherfucking Jesse Eisenberg
category.
What? So, the next item we got here is Big Butts, Why We Like and Cannot Deny Them. Does anyone want to elaborate on that one?
I mean,
I'm not another brother.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't deny. Makes sense.
Cameron Power. Doctore Spooky.
Senor Spooktor.
Tell us about Clash Royale. What is that game?
I'd really rather not.
It's
not good. It's like some shitty fucking pay-to-win tower defense game.
Now, let me just say, all of us here are hardcore gamers. We don't really play casual-style games most of the time. I think that's generally true for all of us. And I really don't play mobile games. But Clash Royale is a game based in the Clash universe, like all those other garbage mobile games. But it's actually an interesting one. This tower defense card game weird thing. It's free to play. I don't want to get too much into it, because it's a free to play game. Go check it out for yourself. But I'm surprisingly playing a lot of it. And it's kind of pay to win to an extent. But really, you can only pay to get into a higher tier. But then you'll just get shit on at a higher tier, is all that happens.
Yeah, that's absolutely what happens.
It's not
really. You get a bunch of cards, you get good, and then they shit on you all over again.
Right. The way they work the trophy system in that game, where you gain some for winning and you lose some for losing, and it kind of keeps you into where your level should be. So you're not going against anyone who's super high level, because if you are, it'll start kicking you down to a level you should be at, and vice versa. So you can stomp on kids for a while after buying some cards, but eventually it's going to even itself out, and you're going to get shit on. But it's goddamn cannons. Those Tesla towers. Ugh.
Oh, God. For me, it's those fucking stupid-ass fucking crossbows and shit.
It's really annoying.
There is a sick satisfaction to watching an asshole place a crossbow tower and then hitting it with a rocket.
Yeah. I just read something, actually. Apparently, there's a possibility of PlayStation VR being incorporated with Tekken 7.
Uh-oh.
That'd be interesting. Let me know how that goes, internet, because I'm not sure how that would work.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Eddie Gordo in VR. That sounds like Nausea Simulator. You have to actually spin your legs like that in real life.
You need to make Brittany play
this.
Oh,
man. I'm looking forward to Tekken if it comes to PC, though. I do love those characters.
I have never played a Tekken game.
Oh, man. What is wrong with you? Oh God. What's
so, how about that fucking Supersonic Racer though?
No.
We need to play more of that. I think there's a map we haven't unlocked yet.
There's a couple of maps we haven't unlocked, I think.
I need to level up Danica Patrick.
Stop.
Fun game. It was fairly cheap. I got well. It's I think a game. I got it on sale.
It's a thing you can play.
It's a good arcade racer. It's fun. Yeah, the boat driving on water is a little bit funky.
Sketchy.
But yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. Just be the Team Fortress car. It's just called Team Fortress. You're every character.
Shit,
from...
there's a bunch of fucking DLC, guys.
Is there for Sonic Car Racers?
You can buy Metal Sonic. You can buy something Yogg's Cast. you can buy Ryo Hazuki.
I think I drive one of those.
All these sound like something I would not buy.
Oh, I'm going to buy Metal Sonic right now because I have $3 in my fucking shitty Steam account.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Metal Sonic. He better be fast.
So, does anyone have any other games they want to touch on real quick? I got one, but probably.
What's yours?
End with it. Mine's not.
Is it Overwatch?
God damn it, Overwatch. Come out to the public, Overwatch. No, the game I was going to talk about was really kind of a building into a conversation next time because okay. I don't know much about it right now, and that's the new, it's not really new, but it's newly released to the U.S. MMO called Black Desert.
Oh, okay.
Man, if you're a hardcore gamer, this MMO is for you. Holy shit. I'm only level, I think, 11 with my tamer. And my warrior, I believe, Dr. Spooky, you have like a level 12 or something, right?
I'm between 10 and 12 somewhere. I don't know exactly where I'm at.
And Felheel, you haven't played it yet, I imagine?
I played a collective probably like 6 minutes in the game.
Gotcha.
I created a character.
So what's your end game review?
Voice acting not good.
No.
It's awful. It's pretty terrible.
So they brought this Korean potatoes? Game. They brought this Korean fucking MMO to... Is that before you, after you lose them?
Oh, God. After. I know the NPC he's talking about, too. It's hilarious.
You want to try my potatoes? It's like they're like, hey, we need to localize this for the U.S. Here's
really quick. Yeah.
Generic white female. Stick her in the voice acting booth and just give her lines.
Justin. Generic white female. Let me That's tell you me. About that.
That's what they called me in high school.
So,
it's my nickname.
So I have four characters on the server that we're on. First one.
How fucked up are they?
let's talk about the one.
Yeah, they're pretty good. The first one I made was a female sorceress. They can only be female. I made her, you know, like black, kind of gothic looking, because I think that's kind of, you know, sorceress. That's kind of what they should be.
Yeah.
I made a warrior. Like a middle-aged guy, you know, whatever, generic-looking white guy. I made a wizard, who is a really old, cranky dude, I guess.
It's legitimately Bernie Sanders with magic.
It's pretty funny. and I made a tamer, which is the one I was going to main, and tamers can only be women, and I made her very, very black.
So, real quick, I want to point out,
tamers,
not only do they have to be women... They have to be, like, dumpy Chinese, like, short women.
There goes our Chinese demographic.
Dang it.
Oriental descent.
So, the one I made her very black. Very dark-skinned.
Exceptionally.
Just for a change-up. You know, just different style character. I messed with her makeup and her hair and all that. I log into the game, and this Black Desert... is the, I would argue, the most extensive customization of a character in an MMO ever. I've not seen one that's more complex than this. There's a lot of detail to it. I spend all this time making the character. I log in, and I have some white chick with some like red blush on. I'm like, what? Wait. Is my game not fully loaded in? Let me give it a minute. So I let it like load up. Couple minutes.
It hasn't loaded the black texture.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, that's weird. So I let it, you know, simmer. and I come back to it, and it's still the same. I was like, okay, well, let me log off this character, log on to someone else, log back onto it, see what happens. Still same white chick. I'm like, okay, well, let me restart my client. You know, I did that, log back in. Nope. They won't let me be black. So it's like, okay. So I did some internet research. Apparently, I had to go in, delete a couple different cache folders, rename a .vat file, I think it was. The game had to repatch, and then I could be black. Like, that's weird. All right. So, just warning you, if you want...
That sounds like some fucking ethnic cleansing on their side or some shit.
Ethnic cleansing.
So apparently if you want any character...
Yeah, it sounds like they're just trying to get rid of all the black skins people. That's terrible.
Black desert. Fucking Koreans. You heard it here.
I mean, this may have came from North Korea is what I'm thinking.
Oh, boy, I didn't even think about that. It just says Korea on the box.
It just says Korea. They don't specify.
It just says Korea, man. I don't...
So
there's a picture of Kim Jong Un, but I thought he was just with a margarita. South Korea.
I thought it was coincidence, honestly.
Yeah, it's weird.
So you can make your characters black. You can make them orange. You can make them a bunch of different colors. But if you want a different colored character, you might run into some problems. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully
what
that
do
gets
you mean,
fixed.
Different colored.
Ethnic.
Oh, I mean no. I mean like blue,
orange,
purple. Yeah.
Cerulean.
Cerulean. Sure. Isn't that a Pokemon?
City.
Yeah, it's a city.
Yeah, dude.
Hopefully they get that
also,
fixed because that's annoying to have
send
to
me hopes and prayers.
Like, you don't know what that city is?
Send me hopes and prayers, listeners. I'm going on a magical Pokemon adventure. I'm going to play every fucking game until the new ones come out in order. So it's going to be an adventure.
Have you played Pokemon Black and White yet?
Yeah, they're not great.
That's kind of the feeling I had with them. It was fine. I didn't finish it, though.
X and Y were really good, though.
What's funny is after you said that, I think on Facebook, Brittany said she kind of wants to buy one of the originals and play that again because she loves the original Pokemon.
You could get the originals on the 3DS shop for $10. That's what I did. I picked up blue version last night.
Oh,
I'm fancy. Like, okay, we're doing it.
You kids and your internet.
I'm gonna go on an adventure. I'm gonna play every generation. I won't play every game because fuck that noise. I'm not gonna play the same shitty story twice.
Right.
But the problem here is the next game I have to play after this one is Gold and Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gold and Silver
exceptionally
remakes.
Good.
The Gold, yeah, the best generation in my opinion. But the Gold and Silver remakes, when they were first released, I don't know if you guys remember. They came with the little pedometer situation.
Yeah.
If you want to buy one of those with the pedometer in box, it's like $80, if
Holy
not more.
Holy shit.
I was going to say, a lot of times more than that.
Yeah, the pre-owned version of just the game is $50.
Oh my god.
That's more than a new Pokemon game.
I was always a fan of Sapphire.
Actually, I have Sapphire on my. I have the downloaded copy on my DS.
That was
Battle Cry generation.
Oh, one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Sapphire was the one where you could pick a Mudkip, right?
Yes, yes,
yes, and he turns into Marshtomp, one of the greatest
you
Pokemon of all time.
Oh my
god! Have you seen Marshtomp? Get out of here!
Get the fuck out of here,
dude!
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
When they gave him a mega evolution in the new generation and made him huge and a beefy fucking motherfucker, holy shit, it was hilarious. Ugh. Did you see that, Travis? Oh, God, hold on.
You have to
make
him
a
to
beefy
me.
Five-layer burrito? No?
Dude, he was a beefcake. Let me fucking open this up real fast.
Actually, that's a good question, because the Mudkip would probably be my number one pick of a starting Pokemon. What about you two? Number one pick ever in any
Totodile,
game.
Actually.
Oh, that's a good pick.
I usually go with fire
of
types.
Of course you do.
Because they're usually the hardest to get.
It's true, actually. That's very, very true. Look at that thing, Travis.
You could go fishing any goddamn time. You can go walk out in the fucking grass.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that.
Get some shit. Let me just
it's
walk
like
to the nearest fucking volcano.
And built like a goddamn fucking tank.
There was one in Black and White. The grass Pokemon? I really like that one. That turned into a snake?
Yeah, Snivy.
That one. That was pretty good. Yeah. It was fun to play with.
Snivy. Dude,
Snivy, yeah.
fucking Feraligatr is still my jam. He will always be my jam. I gotta think of terrifying crocodile monsters.
You know, like the fire pig? No?
Actually, most of the time, I don't mind all the starters. The thing that irritates me is a lot of times the grass ones look like shit, which is unfortunate because I really enjoy the grass starters. Like, Venusaur was my first starter, and he was my favorite. But, Meganium in Gold and Silver it looked like shit. It was a great Pokemon and all that, but it looked like shit.
I don't remember the grass one in Gold and Silver. Is that what it was called?
Meganium? Like shit. Do what?
Was that what it was called? Meganium?
Yeah, here, let me send you the picture of the starters.
Because the one I chose in there was the Typhlosion.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that was the best.
He fucking shit stomped everything.
Yeah, he ruined kids. But this is what a...
that dumpy dinosaur.
Dude, I love that fucking...
You're a dumpy dinosaur.
This is, this is concept art for what the mega evolutions of the poet starters would be.
Yeah, I remember that thing now.
Yeah, look at its derpy-ass face.
Yeah, that's why you picked Typhlosion, kids.
I'm gonna hit you with a leaf.
Typhlosion was the one that I always ended up working with, simply because, like, he is my favorite fire starter of any generation.
Yeah. He was also the first, next-generation Pokemon holographic I got.
Yep.
In the card game.
He was my favorite fire starter. Feraligatr was my favorite water starter. And the Turtle was my favorite grass starter. The Turtle was from Black and White, maybe? Turtle was from Diamond, Pearl, Platinum.
Oh, yeah, I didn't play those.
Yeah.
I think I had Pearl. Pretty sure.
Dude, the Turtle was rad.
Yeah, I think my favorite starters were probably Snivy, Mudkip, and then I really don't like fire Pokemon, so I never picked them. I like the Charmanderzoid guy. He's neat, right? It's pretty cool.
Dude, shiny Ponytas, man. Blue fucking fire all day, every day.
Best starter was Mewtwo, though. I mean, it's undeniable.
Oh, dude. Oh, fucking all day.
Nah, I was OG Mew.
I wish they would stop making Pokemon into, like, vanilla ice cream cones and trash bags.
So,
that'd be cool.
And key rings.
The thing is...
Yeah, key rings.
I thought all that was stupid. I don't like those particular Pokemon, but you gotta consider that even in the original fucking Pokemon games, Red and Blue or Green in Japan and all that mess, they had some really shitty ideas. Like, one of them's legitimately a magnet, and the other is a pile of goo. It's like, come on.
Like, hey,
Let's
look at fucking Rotom here. Rotom evolves into a fucking refrigerator, or a lawnmower,
or a fan.
Or a fucking fan.
Or an oven.
Like, or an oven. Like, what in
or
the
a
fuck?
Washing machine.
I thought I said that.
I don't think you did.
Okay.
General Electric's the Pokemon.
Basically, yeah. Generation has shitty Pokemon, like, hands down. But I will say that I was really impressed.
Also, Rotom is motor backwards, in case you didn't know that.
I am impressed that the guys who were in charge of this new generation of Pokemon they're like, okay, you know what? We're going to try to go back to animalistic ideas.
Because, yeah, so let's make a keychain.
Yeah. Well, no, this was not this last generation. The new one is coming out, Sun and Moon.
Oh, okay.
They're like, we understand. We're going to try to go back to the animal aspect of the Pokemon situation. I'm like, you know what? Good, because there's a lot of animals you haven't used.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's been times where I'm walking around and I just see that classic animal sword sheath.
What about the plate-sized spider?
Yeah.
That's furry and shoots electricity.
But I think...
Fucking Christ.
To sum this conversation up, let's get a good Digimon game out there. Come on.
Dude, I'd play the shit out of it.
I had Digimon for PlayStation 1. Let me tell you. That was a good one.
Dude, I legitimately have a mobile game right now on my phone, Digimon. And it's not great by any means, but it's a nice little nostalgia trip.
Do you guys remember the Digimon movie?
Yeah, actually.
Oh God, I never watched it, actually. I knew it was a thing, but I never got a chance to see it.
There's a Digimon, and he's eating the internet! The World Wide Web.
Oh, hey, like, man, okay. it's real talk, dude. Shit like that happens all the time.
Does Tokyo not mind that there are, like, you know, 1,000-foot Digimon just walking down the street, tearing the city up? People forget about that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Al Gore would stop informating the internet.
Probably.
And Bear Pig.
Okay, well, I'm going to update definitely when I play more of Black Desert, but if I get to that, because Overwatch exists. So
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else have anything else to say on the stuff?
I don't know. I think that'll probably. Well, you know what? Let's take a one more little situation. What about the Warcraft movie?
Oh man, I'm pumped.
Good one. Okay.
I'm excited. Right.
I'm just gonna leave it. Oh man,
do it, guys. If you guys need us, we are all at our respective Twitters.
I'm sure they're going to fuck it up somehow at some point, but I'm really excited and I really hope they don't, because it looks really good and I think it's going to bring a lot of people into that universe.
Yeah,
and I'm going to force my girlfriend to watch it.
Hey, did you guys remember when this was a Pokemon?
No. Did you guys see the latest
trailer?
For those
of you who can't see this, it's a fucking Torchic just ripped.
Just ripped. Like,
giant pecs.
Savage ripped.
I think she learned the move, big pecs.
Bulk up.
Oh, Christ.
And bulk up.
Excuse you, fucking big pecs is an ability, motherfucker.
That's what I said. She learned the move big pecs.
It's not a move, it's an ability.
She got that move.
What the... It's
you are not fucking.
You're arguing about a bird that has giant fucking muscles. What are you doing?
Okay, that's fair. Momentary pause. Anybody who has not done so yet, go on Google and look up birds with arms, and you will spend an.
I'm not going to do that.
Wonderful time.
It's actually pretty awesome.
It's the best. It is my favorite.
I'm not
going
to do that.
How do I change?
Have you guys seen the latest Warcraft trailer?
No.
With the Alliance guy sliding between, like, sliding underneath the orc as he slices him?
No.
Oh.
That one's actually, I think it did a much better job of showing what this movie's going to be than the other two. Like, this one really made me interested to see it, so I'll send it to you after this episode. I'll put it on Losing Our Potatoes at ItalianTwitter.com also.
Sounds good.
That's where you can find the show. We're also at Losing Our Potatoes at Gmail. I actually think our Twitter's Losing Our Taters. Because, someone had potatoes, I guess.
I fuck it, whatever.
You can find me at Kentucky Shuffle on Twitter. I am Scorbutic. What about you, Dr. Spooky?
Same thing I say in every episode. I'm the guy at the Dr. Spooky on Twitter. Except the O's in Spooky are the zeros.
And Jesus with a guitar.
Hey,
dog and sheep.
That's me. So YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all just /Fellhill.
Gotcha.
And I'm gonna go find some fucking Advil or something. This headache's been fucking destroying me the last couple hours. Holy shit.
I'm gonna find some delicious fucking.
I was gonna
food.
Say
that's
I'm gonna go
do.
Eat.
Oh, this podcast is now sponsored by Advil.
Oh, Advil. Gotcha. Christ, thank you.
The more you know.
I don't think that's their tagline. Pretty sure. I'll have to call up Big Advil to see, but
probably should double check just to be safe.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that fucking Zarya picture's on the background. I fucking laugh. So good.
We're also I posted those to our Twitter already, so they are on there, those two pictures.
Yeah, I saw those. So I'm gonna
okay, good.
I'm about to snatch them and download them.
Making that my wallpaper. All right. Get out of here.
That's what I'm fixing to do.
See you guys next time.